You're listening to Green Left Radio on 3CR. And we are about to interview Yasin Ferrier from the Sudanese community of Victoria to talk to us about the coup, also counter-revolution happening in Sudan. Welcome to the show, Yasin.
Hi. How are you? Nice to have me.
Yeah, well, welcome. Thank you. For listeners who might not be aware, Yasin, would you be able to start off by explaining the current situation in Sudan since April 2023, which has been variously described as by some as a military coup and as a counter-revolution by others, but maybe also explain the role of imperialism, the role that foreign powers, both regional and global imperialists, have played in the setting of in setting these conditions of the current violence.
I'm representing the Sudanese Australian Advocacy Network, which was called ASAN. The current situation in Sudan, like it is, very critical because the war started between rebel forces and the army since the 15th of April 23. And there is a lot of different powers and different reasons involved in the situation. Because the Sudanese government and the army, it was under control of the Islamist group in the army, and also the Arabic forces. They have also some commanders from the Islamist group also. In regarding to the internal international involvement, there, Sudan was very various border with different countries, and exactly in the Red Sea, it was very strategic area to different countries. It will increase the involvement of international interest on the area.
Yeah, so Yasin, what can you tell us about some of the, and this might flow into some other questions, but one of the things that has happened in Sudan is we obviously had this incredible kind of mass movement around democratic struggle and self-determination and self in Sudan. I guess, what can you tell us about some of the prospects for this, even in light of the terrible situation in Sudan right now?
Yeah, actually, the revolution happened in 2018. It was millions of Sudanese people, they came out to present themselves and asking for civilian-led government. But unfortunately, what happening now, they came to cut off the increase of the revolution in overall Sudan, and it was created by the previous al-Bashir regime. They came by the coup to cut the way of the revolution and retain the al-Bashir government to the authority.
Yeah, thanks, Yasin. And apologies for that. I didn't get your bio right. You're from it's the Sudanese Australian Advocacy Network, SAN, correct?
Yeah.
Yep. Great. And I guess we wanted to also know, following on from that, how the left is actually organizing on the ground in Sudan, and you know what has been proposed by the revolutionary councils for the future.
Yeah, actually, there is a lot of involvement for the left group inside in the ground. They are organizing during the revolution, all the groups and with different parties. They have very heavy involvement on the how to organize the groups, and now even during the war, they have different involvement in on the ground, like helping people to shelter, providing food and other necessities for the people on the ground. This is because the situation now is increasing really bad in most of the areas of Sudan.
Yes, sir, Yasin. This is Rob from Socialist Alliance. I listened with great pleasure to hear you use the word revolution, because we don't hear this very often. But I know that what has happened over the last few years in Sudan can definitely be called a revolution. I enjoy watching it from Australia, and it's important to us in Australia also because we have such a strong Sudanese community here. I'm interested to ask you, though, what kind of politics are there among the people who are creating this revolution in Sudan? Is there any element of Marxism in their politics?
Yeah, we have different groups of leftists. There is Marxism. They have very heavy involvement in the revolution, and also there is other left parties. They have also very strong involvement in the revolution, and actually after the series of the far-right Islamist in Sudan, the left group, they create a lot of involvement in the revolution between the youth group, and they have most of even the poetry and the other things, it was created by the left groups.
Yeah, and Yasin, the next question I wanted to follow up with is, it's obviously a very devastating situation in Sudan right now, and especially for the Sudanese community within Australia. How can people support Sudan? Like, and is there like particular organizations that people can kind of donate to? But also, I want to more broadly, what is the role that the Australian government and the international community is playing as a whole in what's happening in Sudan? Are they doing anything to support? Are they enabling the situation? Yeah, I want to kind of hear some of the kind of what's kind of happening there.
Actually, we are in the Sudanese Australian Advocacy Network. I will give you a bit highlight about the Sudanese Australian Advocacy Network. It was created after 2 days from the war, and it is from all over Australia. Like every city, we have representatives, and we are heavy involvement with the community groups and also with the government. In terms of assistance, we have involvement with the government, like to put some funds to support the financial situation in Sudan, and in terms of medical or most of the necessity. And unfortunately, the Sudan situation now, the world, it has been like meted with a blind eye. What's happening in Sudan, and even what Australia offered, like around 20 million, and we're still asking for more because the situation there, it is more far than 20 million. It's like it's nothing when you compare it with the situation. In the international involvement, like what they are doing for Sudan, actually, I think the war in Gaza and in Ukraine, they gave them priority more than Sudan. But if you compare what's happening now in Sudan, the situation, it is devastating, and most of the majority of Sudanese people now, they are facing hunger. And even the people have been fled the country, which is around 9 million people. But unfortunately, what has been offered from the international community, it is almost very, very low, mm-hmm. if you compare it with what's happening now in Sudan.
Yeah, It is really devastating what's happening in Sudan. Yassin, we thank you for your time this morning. I guess the people, there are still people resisting. It's important for people to realize that. I mean, it's been years now, but a few years ago, millions of those pro-democracy protesters took to the street to demand the power transfer from the power of the military to the people. We remember the nationwide campaign of civil disobedience. The general strike as well was really inspirational. Like, we were watching those protests and sit-ins and neighborhood blockades, from pilots to even the police, I think, doctors, yes. Bank employees, they all joined in, yes. And doctors refused to serve at military hospitals. So, we can sort of look to the Sudanese people, and it was just really great to see that kind of resistance. Before we wrap up, Yassin, is there anything else that you'd like to let our listeners know in terms of, more we can do to support the resistance, or the people in Sudan, or even the communities here in Australia? Just anything?
I need to take the chance to thank all our colleagues and comrades from the Socialist Alliance, Socialist Alternative, and also the involvement of the Green with the Sudanese Revolution. They have been giving us a lot of support on the ground here in Melbourne, Victoria, and different states. And we really appreciate, and this is all we want. We fight together for better Sudan and better world.
Yes.
I really thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks so much, Yassin. For people just tuning in, we were speaking to Yassin Farah from the from SAN, which is just remind me again what SAN stands for, Yassin, and how people can find your organization.
Sudanese Australian Advocacy Network.
Thank you, and we'll love to have you back on the show soon to give us maybe we can have a longer talk with you. But thanks for your time this morning, Yassin.
No worries. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me, and I really appreciate it.
Thank you.